This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, October 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom, Ross go to COP30. State vet retires. USDA to restart core services. And an ag lawmaker gives farm bill odds. Newsom heads to COP30 climate summit in Brazil. Governor Gavin Newsom will serve as co-chair of the local leaders forum tied to COP30, the United Nations climate conference slated for November in Brazil. The forum gathers hundreds of mayors, governors, and regional officials from around the world to amplify sub-national leadership in the climate effort. Newsom emphasized that, quote, addressing the climate crisis starts at the local level, pointing to the record achieved in California, a 20% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions since 2000, alongside strong economic growth. The crew, too. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross announced yesterday at the FIRA USDA Robotics Conference, she plans to attend COP30 as well. Joining her is Virginia Jameson, CDFA Deputy Secretary for Climate and Working Lands. Ross said California Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot will be traveling to the conference the first week. State veterinarian retiring. Ross also announced that Annette Jones, the state veterinarian and director of CDFA's Animal Health and Food Safety Services, will retire at the end of the year. Jones has been with the department since 2001 and was appointed to her role in 2010. Under her leadership, the department handled high-profile disease responses ranging from bird flu to exotic Newcastle disease. Her division oversees programs spanning animal health, dairy and meat inspection, and livestock identification. As Jones departs, CDFA is getting ahead on the transition to ensure continuity of its critical animal health services with the recruiters already out, that according to Ross. On that note, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins alerting states of heightened detections of avian influenza. While California is watching it very closely, Ross is confident the state now has the bird flu outbreak in dairies under control with signs that herd immunity is up. Bacon, 2-1 odds on farm bill before the end of the year. Nebraska Republican Representative Don Bacon says he gives the skinny farm bill a 2-1 chance of passing before the end of the year. He said, quote, when I talk to my colleagues across the aisle on a lot of these particular issues, I think they're very negotiable, he said, speaking of agriculture provisions in the skinny farm bill. We can find common ground, he said. But Bacon also said he recognizes Democrats, quote, anger directed at the president over government shutdown and provisions in the One Big Beautiful Bill passed in July. The underlying political tension, Bacon explained, will make passing legislation challenging. Why it matters? Well, the current farm bill expired September 30. Authorization of the Conservation Reserve Program and other farm bill programs that were not included in the summer budget reconciliation bill have lapsed amid the shift to a new fiscal year. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. CSPI launches petition to get rid of Kennedy. The Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services has been accused of making statements that appear to contradict his goal of providing, quote, gold standard science. Now the Center for Science in the Public Interest, or CSPI, is petitioning for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s dismissal. CSPI said Kennedy recently said fetuses develop in the placenta, not the uterus. He also has said, speaking of the possible connection between Tylenol use among pregnant women and autism, we have no proof. We are doing the studies to make the proof. Does that sound like the gold standard science he promised you? CSPI said in an email sent out yesterday. Nine former directors of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dating back to 1977 recently wrote an op-ed in the New York Times saying Kennedy is endangering America's health. Congressional Democrats also have called for his resignation. Greer testimony postponed over shutdown. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer's appearance before the Senate appropriators yesterday was postponed. He was scheduled to testify before the Commerce, Justice, Science, and Related Agencies Committee. A USTR spokesperson told AgriPulse the ongoing government shutdown was to blame. A committee spokesperson did not respond immediately to questions about whether a new date has been set. Take note, Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas told reporters he spoke to Greer yesterday. The USTR suggested that there could be trade pacts announced during the upcoming European trip. Administration officials tease impending beef announcement. There's a plan to unveil a package to rebuild U.S. beef herds, the Trump administration official said yesterday. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins told CNBC that a pretty big beef package will be coming, quote, very, very soon. She hinted it could be released as early as this week. Rollins said the administration will, quote, open up new lands to make it easier to become a rancher. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett also teased a forthcoming announcement on a Fox Business interview. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas told AgriPulse the announcement could actually come today. Take note, in her interview, Rollins said the Trump administration is interested in importing beef from Argentina, but said it would not be very much. Rollins said, "We're going to ensure our livestock industry is protected." She also added, "This is a very nuanced, very complex market." But the president's comments were still on senators' minds during a lunchtime event at the White House yesterday. Multiple senators, including John Hoeven of North Dakota, told AgriPulse they're concerned by the comments and hope that the administration clears up its import plans. Later in the day, Hoeven seemed a bit more reassured. He said, quote, "My sense is they're going to address it in a way that's going to be fine." Hoeven said, quote, "They get it." USDA will restart commodity program payments. Secretary Rollins says the administration will make commodity program payments due to farmers this month and resume core operations of the Farm Service Agency despite the ongoing shutdown. President Trump will not let the radical left Democrat shut down impact critical USDA services while harvest is underway across the country, she said in a post on X. Thursday, USDA will resume Farm Service Agency core operations, including critical services for farm loan processing, ARC and PLC payments, and other programs, she added. Here's today's final word. If we can't robot our way out of this, some of this acreage is going to move, based on pure economics. That Western Growers Vice President of Innovation, Walt Duflock, speaking at the fourth annual FIRA USA Robotics Conference. He stressed the need for scalable ag tech solutions to help California farmers survive. Now you can read more about the Ag Tech Showcase in the Agriculture West newsletter. It hits inboxes later this morning. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, October 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.